Morning, everyone. How are you this morning? I hope you slept well. How was your night? Well, thank God for waking us up this morning. Thank God for His grace, His mercy, and His favor in our lives. This morning, I want to talk about destiny. Now, you ask, what am I going to talk about? Well, here it is. A lot of people, their destinies were derailed by something called, what will people say? I don't know if you've ever experienced it before, but most people have. Now, what do I mean? For example, you're in university, you go in for a particular course, and your parents say to you, how can you do that course? What will people say? Eh? Everybody is engineer, lawyer, doctor, and you want to go and do English, theater, arts, whatever it is. What will people say? And this what will people say spans every aspect of life. You want to get married to someone, what will people say? You want to have a friend, what will people say? You want to do this, what will people say? You want to do that, what will people say? Now, the strange thing is, who are these people? And do these people actually give or care about what you are doing? Do they come to you to tell you, oh, my child wants to go to uni, what should they do, so that you won't say something? A lot of the time, we try to do things to please people who don't even care about us, who don't even know that we exist. We plan our lives around what will people say. Oh, you can't, I can't buy this car. Someone said to me once, I can't buy that car for my wife. What will people say? It is strange how we don't think about it, but it actually happens. What happens is somebody was saying, sir, you're quite wealthy. Why can't you buy this new car for yours? What will people say? And I said to him, what do you mean? And he goes, they will say, hey, how can he buy this? I said, what has the people got to do with your life? Are they coming to you to ask you? Honestly, I'm so sorry. I'm laughing, but honestly, I just can't figure it out. Do you know that some people won't even marry somebody or even be friends or even be seen with people because of what people say? I understand the fact of, okay, you don't want to be seen with bad company, but that shouldn't be because of what people would say. That should be because you're not supposed to be around bad people. Now, that thing is so ingrained in society that every aspect of life, even waking up in the morning and getting dressed, what will people say? Why don't you go and say, what will God think? Yeah? Think about that. Say, what will God think? Or, do I look good in this? What does he say about me? I don't want to do this thing because God sees me and this is not the right thing to do because I'm a child of God. Not because of what people will say. How long do we want to go out about that? Now, do you know that destinies have been derailed by this thing? And I mean it seriously. I'll tell you a story of a man. This is a true story. This is not a fiction. It happened to someone I know very dearly. Now, this man, his father is, or was, because he's dead now, a medical doctor. And they own like 4 or 5 hospitals. But this guy was a genius at design and everything. And he knew this because when he was in secondary school, they went to a trip to Rome. And while everybody was going around having fun to amusement parks and everything, he and a teacher went around the Vatican looking at the architectural structures, the designs and everything. And he knew he wanted to be an architect. So when he got back home, he called his mom and said, Mom, I found what I want to become. I want to be an architect. And his mom said, oh my God, what will people say? How can you do this? Your father is a doctor. I'm a nurse. You are the first son. He has willed in his mind, in his heart, his hospitals. He knows you're the one who's going to take over. He's groomed you to do sciences. You cannot do it unless you want to kill your father. He will just die of a heart attack. The poor boy got scared and thought, wow, is it that deep, Mom? And she goes, yes, it's deeper than that. You have to be a doctor. So the boy went through life, went into university, did medicine. Now, he finished his medicine, went for his housemanship. He was even sent abroad to specialize in OBGYN, that's obstetrics and gynecology. He came back and was running the hospitals. And you won't believe it, after 4 years of running the hospital, the 5th year, his father passed on. Once his father passed on and the mourning period was over, he went back to his mom and said, Mom, you know I love you, but I've got to follow my dreams now. My father is dead, so there's no chance of my career choice, actually killing him, he's already dead. So I'm handing these hospitals over to a management team and I'm going back to uni to do architecture. This guy left medicine and went back to uni and did architecture. And he came out with a first class. And today he's one of the best architects in the country. Now, he knew what he wanted, but he's a doctor of medicine and he's an architect. Well, it's good. They're rare, but that's how it is. But a lot of people don't get that opportunity. Once they go to university and they do what their parents want them to do, they're miserable. I know someone who was forced to go and do accountancy. And after 2 years, she decided not to do the exams at all so that she'll fail and they'll kick her out. Even with that, her parents still didn't listen to her. This time she traveled abroad and got someone else to write her exams. And she was found out and rusticated. And guess what? She went back to start again and did economics. What could they do? Nothing. Now, why should it take your children to rebel against you for you to let them do what they want to do or what they've been destined to do? I tell you, it is not what you do that matters. It is how God blesses it. There are people who didn't even go to school who decide to lay their hands on something based on talent that God has given them, and they do extremely well. There was a time when theatre arts was a no-go. Now everybody wants to do theatre arts. There was a time when football was a no-go. Everybody wants their child to be a footballer. There are people who just flow with the crowd. Oh, Mr. and Mrs. Son is a doctor and a lawyer. My son has been a doctor and a lawyer. Not because that's what God has ordained for them. I hope you're aware that not every doctor is successful. Not every lawyer is successful. Not every engineer is successful. You'd be shocked that people who didn't do engineering can even do absolutely well and great, even by doing just English or whatever they did. When you have children, ask God to give you the wisdom to allow them, because you're custodians of these kids. Allow God to walk through you and let the child take its path. I'm not asking you not to guide your path. I mean, there's no point if your child doesn't like chemistry and they say they want to be a doctor or whatever, or vice versa. But the point is, guide them. You know, help them to work at what they're good at. Let them go into university and do it so that they will thrive and be happy and be successful. Now, I know it's a bit difficult, but you can try. Forget what people will say. Go after, because if anything goes wrong, those same people are the ones that are going to come back and make fun of you. Just do what you need to do. Do what God has asked you to do. Pray about it and go into it. And please, for those who compare your husbands to people or your wife's people and say, oh, people say about them, stop it. I'll continue with this tomorrow because I know that you got to get ready to go out or do what you need to do. God bless you. God be with you and guide you and protect you. I pray that today will be an amazing day for you and everything you lay your hands on will prosper. Don't forget, be a blessing and make a difference. I love you guys. Bye-bye.